Hello, this is a recording of Building Stories on Air from May 10th. We hope you enjoy it. We had a guest. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be here again with you on a Sunday afternoon in Carborough, North Carolina. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we are ready to build stories on air. So you can listen to us on the radio. That's the beauty of broadcasting on WCOMRP 103.5. But you can also listen to us from wherever you are in this world through live streaming at wcomfm.org. As always, we'll start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of the Battle of Evermore. So grab a comfortable chair, a notebook to write ideas of a story throughout the show, or pencils to draw some illustration. We will be right back. Good afternoon. This is Frederick. Welcome to Building Stories on Air. Whether you are listening on WCOMLP 103.5 or online at wcomfm.org, the Wooden Fellows and the human behind them, me, Frederick, we are so glad that you are here. This is episode 10 of Building Stories on Air. Yep, time flies when you're having fun. And today we'll have even more fun because we have a guest spending an hour with us. Judy came a few weeks ago and she must have had a good time because she's coming
here
again.
I'm back.
And so we are so happy to have you back. So how have you been?
I have been looking forward to this. I can't tell you how long. I've been thinking about the things that my joyeux could bring with them for playing with these stories and creating all kinds of fun things. So we have another set of brains and thoughts and creativity right here.
That is awesome.
Is that fun?
Yeah. So if you remember, joyeux was one of the little Pouille, who decided to move out from the Petit Refuge and move in with Judy. So that's exciting to have
it
them
is.
Back. Yes. So here is the plan for today. So we are going to warm up, you know, like using our imagination is like getting up in the morning, you know, sometimes you have to stretch a little bit. So we are going to warm up with looking at some picture. I'm going to say more about it in a second. Then we'll have a music break. It may be American music, it may be French music, you never know in our show. And then we are going to build a new story with Judy, with the Wooden Fellows, with Joyeux, and see how it goes. So I have a few pictures of the Wooden Fellows that I'm going to show Judy, just with a question. And it's also a good way to kind of remember who are the Wooden Fellows. So the first one is a picture of Maurice. Maurice, you know, he reminds us that sadness is part of life, but he's tagging along, you know, sometimes he's in his own thought. And he's looking inside a big cylinder. So Judy, what may Maurice be thinking? And there is no right, wrong answer. It's just warming up.
Well, I'm looking at this and thinking, what is down there? What would Maurice think about that? Would that be scary? Or would it be not so scary and comforting? What do you think?
What may come next?
Exactly. What may come next? It's going to end right there.
Yes.
Our listeners can make up what comes next.
Yes. Or we can add a little bit of context. At the Petit Refuge, we have two cats. Uh-huh. And they love hiding in this big cylinder. So knowing Maurice, he may be a little concerned that one may jump out. But he's also kind of curious, like every other wooden fellows. So, all right, one more.
Okay.
This one is from Pierre Kirul, who connects us to nature. You know, he's all about being outside. So what may Pierre Kirul be thinking?
Ooh.
So I didn't describe
I think Pierre Kirul
yes.
is thinking about putting his feet in the water. It could be a puddle, or it could be a creek, or who knows what. I like the idea of a puddle, and it's surrounded by pebbles, maybe a little bigger than pebbles. So that could be used to remind us about the rocks. I'm crazy about rocks. Pierre Kirul is also crazy about rocks. So that's what I think he's doing. He's looking at the rocks and wondering where they came from and where they're going next.
Yes. And something my dear or dear audience at large need to know is that Pierre Kirul is always barefoot. So you can see him on a picture next to, yeah, it's probably a small puddle. And I'm wondering if he's just thinking about jumping in and see what may happen. All right. Let's see. Oh, I remember, Judy, you said that you loved math. So this picture of Petite Clotilde may help you warm up even more. So Petite Clotilde, she's our dreamer. You know, she's all with this purple, blue shade. And yeah, she has big dreams. She loves caring for others. And she found these three pretty big dice. And so she's right behind three big dice that are almost as tall as her. So what she may be thinking.
Whoa. Look at that. I think. How would you dream? Oh, she's sitting on a magic carpet with her dice. And where are we going to go? Maybe she's going to flip the dice over so they all match and she can hop up on them and ride off on her magic carpet. How's that?
Oh, I love how your imagination is coming up and the rock from our driveway is becoming a magic carpet. That is beautiful. All right. Last one. Madame Rigolote. She is the one who brings joy. She's very colorful. She has gray hair. I always say that comes with the beauty of aging. She's very wise. And here is the picture. So you can describe, or you can ask me to describe it. But again, another warm-up exercise. What may she be thinking?
Oh, that is a rainbow snake that has come to spend some time with her. And grandmothers, yes, they love snakes. Absolutely, especially rainbow snakes. Wonder where it came from. Looks like it's growing out of the pebbles. She's having a conversation with the snake. I wonder what she's saying. I don't know.
That's the the beauty of picture. You know, everybody can imagine whatever they want about what she may be thinking. Rainbow snakes come from Rosie, who, if you remember, was a little child, who is not a little child anymore, but who was at the essence of the Petit Refuge. And so she must have done this as papier-mâché project. And it's a very colorful one that matches Madame Rigolote beautifully.
Absolutely.
All right. So do you feel like your imagination is ready?
Yes.
So we are going to listen to one song. It's Louise Attaque. We've listened to this band in the past. It's one of my favorite French band. And the title of this one is Toute cette histoire. We'll be right back. Meanwhile, try to warm up as well, our dear audience at large, because this show is not just about us and the Wooden Fellows. It's mostly about you and encouraging you to unleash your imagination as well. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick. This is welcome. This is Building Stories on Air. You are listening WCOM 103.5 and also live streaming of on WCOMFM.org. We are here to build stories with Judy and the Wooden Fellows. And during the break, we had a pretty amazing discussion around the beauty of imagination and how much it is needed to just take that time to do that. So maybe at the end we can share a summary of our discussion, because I truly appreciate it. But it is time to start and build a story. So a few days ago, Judy shared a picture of a new stormwater mural that is on Bullen Creek Trail. In the past couple of weeks, you know, we've built stories around mural in Chapel Hill and Carborough. We are so lucky to have so many. So I thought, well, maybe I should show that picture to the Wooden Fellows, and the Wooden Fellows decided that it would be our starting point today. So just something about, you know, going with the flow of a river, or, you know, and it can be just the start. We have some tables with ideas about location and characters and problems. We also have the story loop that we used in the past, you know, just to kind of guide the structure of our time together. We have some dice, because we always love adding some numbers in our story. And I also brought some kind of a mystery box. It's so mysterious that it's locked, but I'm sure we can find a way to unlock. Oh, here it is.
Very secret.
Yes, okay. And so there is some little object. You know, again, this is, nothing is mandatory. It's just our time together should be as stress-free as possible. So there is a little prompts everywhere around us, just in case we feel like we need a little boost. So the first step is to start with Once Upon a Time. And I know there are different ways to start a story, but for me, it always reminds me, like, stories my grandpa would say. He would always start with Once Upon a Time. So to me, it's just like a trigger to unleash my imagination. But we can start differently. First thing we have to decide is who are going to be the character of our story where they're going to start, because this could start at the Bowling Creek, but, you know, they
it's
can
Booker,
teleport.
Booker Creek.
Oh, it's Booker Creek, yes.
Right.
I always confuse both
Me
of them.
Me too, yeah.
I need to find a way to remember Bowling Creek and Booker Creek.
Think of me as the librarian. I live near Booker Creek.
Yeah.
How's that? I can pretend to be a librarian,
yeah.
And I have my walks on Booker Creek.
All right.
Because of books.
Yes, Booker Creek for
there
books. Yes, yes, Allah, yes.
So I'm thinking we definitely should have Pierre Kiroul definitely come with us.
All right. Pierre Kiroul, are you in? Yes, he's always in.
Would you like to have a guest join you? One of your friends? What do you think?
Pierre Kiroul, what do you think? Oh, I know. He would like Boule de Poil, his companion, but he stayed at the Petit Refuge.
Oh.
Maybe we can ask Dion Maurice to tag along? Yeah. So Maurice is a little upset today because he lost a shoe. And the human being, me, told him that he still needed to get a shoe. So he has two different shoes today because he didn't want to let go his favorite shoe that he had left. So maybe building a story will help him a little bit.
I think that's a great idea.
Sometimes, you know,
yeah,
you have to do what you have to do and go out with two different shoes.
I've been known to do that, actually. So let's see.
And Joyeux should be part
oh, absolutely.
Of the story.
Yes, actually, they know exactly where the Booker Creek is and has traveled that particular creek and path very much in my pocket, actually.
Okay.
So that's the truth.
So
I did not make that up.
So Maurice and Pierre Kiroul can follow them.
Yes, yes.
So let's start the story next to the mural. How may they be feeling?
It's a lovely mural, and it is full of happy. It has bubbles, what look like bubbles, but it's actually a water molecule chemical diagram. So it has an H and two O's, and that's what's going into the storm drain. I think that's pretty mathematical, don't you?
Yes.
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 Yes. It's very cool.
Sometimes you don't need dice. You know,
I know. I walked past that, I don't know how many times. We walked past it, I don't know how many times, before it occurred to us that that was the molecular diagram for water. I think that's brilliant. So we're going to go and pretend that we're following water down the drain and off to the creek. How does that sound?
That sounds beautiful.
I think so, too.
So Pierre Kiroul is in. He's not concerned at all. And, you know, the good thing about being a wooden fellow is that you can be pretty comfortable staying at the top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice, how are you feeling? Yeah, I know, you're a little concerned, but it's okay. You know, remember, it's a story. So you can be whoever you want. One time, he invented a story where he had a hat that was very colorful. Things that you would never, ever see Maurice wore. But in a story, he can be anything.
Uh-huh.
So here they were, Pierre Kiroul, Joyeux, and Maurice, going down the drain.
Into the creek.
Into the creek. And then something happened. And here, my dear audience at large, is where you can add on, if you want, from the comfort of wherever you are. So we are going to put another music break. So you can think about what may be happening to Maurice, Pierre Kiroul and Joyeux as they just jump down the train. Or you can grab a couple of water, cup of water, or let some giggles out. We will be right back. This is Frederick. You are listening to Building Stories on Air on WCOM 103.5, streaming live on WCOMFM.org. So before the break, we started our story with Judy. I just saw somebody passing by, and I know that person, so I got distracted for a second.
It's so, not fun.
Yes, this is... So, yeah, just a little note. So we are streaming from the studio of WCOM, and you can see us while you are walking on the street. So if you are curious about it, but you are still a little shy to joining us, just walk by and you're going to see us with the wooden fellows. And then at some point you will be comfortable enough to come and build stories on air. So we were building stories with Pierre Kéroul, Maurice and Joyeux, who met one day in next to this beautiful new mural on Booker Creek Trail. And Joyeux, who is very adventurous, decided to go and explore down the drain. Pierre Kéroul was all in. You know, he was outside. Any new experiences, he's in. And he asked Maurice, who was a little upset that day, to just come and have fun. Maurice was not quite sure what to think, but here they were, going down the drain. And then something happened. Maurice got really, really scared. It was all different kind of smell that he had never smelled before. It was pretty dark, although, you know, Maurice doesn't mind being in dark place, but when he doesn't know what's around and there was this sound.
And the water. Oh, all over his face. I can't breathe. Help me.
And so Pierre Kéroul was not sure what to say, because usually at the Petit Refuge, the person who really helps Maurice when he gets kind of sad and scared is Madame Rigolote. So
I bet Pierre can take on that job just this one time.
Yes.
And help Maurice.
Yes. And you're absolutely right. He did take care of Maurice by asking Joyeux, what should we do? Maurice is so scared.
Well, we need to find a way to get us up out of the water so we can breathe. I brought a magic carpet. I think we can use that. Come on and get on. There's plenty of room for everybody.
So here they were, the three of them, on a magic carpet, going down the drain. Maurice started to feeling a little better, not fully enjoying himself yet, but he saw that Joyeux got his back, you know, with bringing a magic carpet. So to add on to our story, we are going to use our mysterious box with things that, you know, it's just a way to boost your imagination. And so you have two options, Judy. You can just look at the box or just pull out something from the bag.
I'm going to try the bag. Oh, yes. Oh, Maurice, please, I think you should wear this while we're on the magic carpet. I know it will make you feel better. This is a beautiful, colorful hat that will just help you get through whatever you need to while you're on the magic carpet. And you'll be able to look around and see the trees by the creek and the flowers and plants that are on the creek, the fish, and there's a couple of ducks. I just know you're going to love this trip. Hang on, buddy. We're good to go.
So Judy just found in the box a very colorful hat that Madame Rigolote made for Maurice a long time ago. And Maurice had always refused to wear it except, you know, as part of a story. So this is beautiful. Perfect. All right. So Judy passed me that hat. And I'm going to put it on Maurice. All right, Maurice, you may need to take off your gray hat first.
There you go.
Remember, this is just a story, Maurice. You're all good.
We got your back.
And here he was on the magic carpet with Pierre Quirol and Joyeux and his very colorful hat. And you know what? This hat must have been kind of magical, or maybe he was full of Madame Rigolote's spirit and power, because the second Pierre Quirol put his hat on, he was not scared anymore. He was ready to go on an adventure with the magic carpet, Joyeux, and Pierre Quirol. So we are going to take another music break so you can think about what may happen next. They are all on their magic carpet, going down the train, as happy as they can be, especially as happy Maurice can be. And this is the power of imagination, right? Anything can happen afterwards. So take a few notes. Write some words, talk with a loved one next to you.
You could have some ice cream.
You can have some ice cream. We will be right back. Building Stories on Air. This is Frederick with the Wooden Fellows on WCOM FM 103.5, living WCOM FM.org. I'm with Judy, our guest today, and we are building a stories happening on Booker Creek. Yeah, I corrected myself this time. On Booker Creek, we have Pierre Quirol, Maurice, and Joyeux going down the drain on a magic carpet. Maurice was a little scared, but then Joyeux gave him this beautiful, colorful hat that seemed to have helped him be able to enjoy the moment. So here they were going down the drain, and that's going to be my turn to use the mystery box to bring something to the story. And I think Maurice is going to love this, because look, Maurice, this is an old pair of glasses. And Maurice, yes, you're right. Those are the glasses that Madame Rigolote lost a long time ago. So here they were, going down, and Maurice just said, "Stop! Stop! I saw something on the shore. Let's just stop the magic carpet." And so they all jumped out. Maurice walked and found these pair of glasses. And Maurice said, "I cannot believe it. Those are the exact same pair of glasses that Madame Rigolot lost some time ago." So how do you think they may all be feeling,
wow,
Judy?
Like we're in just the right place and just the right time to save the glasses. Whoa, that is so cool. I'm really glad we're on this trip. I was scared. Maurice was scared. Now he's feeling like he's saved the day.
So Maurice had just one question for Joyeux. Joyeux, this was a wonderful, wonderful adventure. But I really need to go back to the Petit Refuge now. How can we go and see Madame Rigolote as soon as we can so she can have her glasses back?
Well, we're going to have to shift the magic carpet into a different gear and set it for wherever Madame Rigolette is right now, back at the
Petit Refuge.
So let's set the gears for back to the Petit Refuge and hit the button, and here we go.
And just like that, whoosh, off they went. And this is the end of our story, Judy, that we build on air.
That's such fun. It really is. I love being here and taking a break on my Sunday afternoon to come and make up stories with you. It's delightful.
Oh.
It gives me a break from all the stuff I have to do, the hard work I have to do, taking care of the house and the car and the pets and the jobs and all of that. I can step away from it and breathe and imagine and not worry about anything, just create. It's wonderful. It's a great break.
That's so good to hear. And so we're going to take another music break. And that way we will still have time to just briefly talk about the power of imagination and why we, with the Wooden Fellows, try to encourage people to unleash their imagination. So we will be right back, but during the music break, we're going to listen to Pink Floyd. During the music break, just try to think about why you, whoever you are, or audience at large, should also just have fun and unleashing your imagination from time to time. There is no right way or wrong way to do it. And you can send us an email to share your thoughts at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick with the Wooden Fellows and Judy on Building Stories on Air on WCOM 103.5 or WCOMFM.org. Time really fly by when we are fun because we just have like few minutes left. But because I have this wonderful guest, I thought that it would be great for Judy to share her experience with the show. So the goal is really to show people that we all have some imagination inside of us. We all have an inner child waiting to be awakened. And mostly there is no right or wrong way to build stories on air. You know, we have prompts to make people comfortable. Still, something that I've noticed is how hard it is for people to just slow down in the society we live in and take just an hour to build stories.
What to take a break from everything else we're involved with and to not worry about getting it right or looking good or being feeling like you're worth something. That's the goal, is to get to the other side of I can't and to get to, yeah, I can. I remember when I was a kid, this is where we're going, right? We want to bring out the child in us. I remember being in the woods with my best friends and making up stories and being wonderful characters. And I wonder if the children now with their iPads and their, I want to say earphones, but that's not what they have anymore, is it? Do they actually get together and just be silly and creative and make stuff up? I don't know. But I am sad for them if they don't.
Yeah, and that, I think that's why it's important for adults to remember how lucky we were to have that freedom when we were kids, you know, to just invent stories out of a rock.
So, yeah.
Because if you remember that, that's something you are going to want for the children around you growing up today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's up to us to give them a role model, to be able to share moments of being inventive and creative and without any electronics in our hands. It also gives us permission to let our children, our inside child, I guess you call it your inner child, the right words, just take over for a little bit so we can breathe again when it comes time to get on with life after the making up of stories. It's just I want to say it's like, I can't think what it's like. Give me a word.
I don't know, but I love what you're saying about modeling, you know, because we can also model being a goof or, you know, not knowing or saying in the middle of the story, well, I don't have an ending. I don't know where I'm going, because that's not the point. You know, storytelling is really an art. You know, like you have storyteller and they are going to keep you at your seat the entire time. This is not what we're doing here. You know, it's really about unleashing your imagination and be a kid for a moment.
Right.
You know, so I love what you're saying about modeling. And, yeah, it's okay not to know or change your mind in the middle of the story and, you know, use a magic carpet.
And it's such, in my experience, it would be making up stories with a young person gives them the idea that, oh, we can do this. And we have permission to be wrong and make mistakes and say silly, stupid things. And they get that it's okay to do those things. I hope they get that. And I hope that every child I know has that experience and that opportunity.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Judy. That's really your hope, that at some point, you know, we'll have a grown-up with a young child and we can all build stories together.
That's the goal.
But, you know, it's also wonderful to just have one grown-up and just be a kid together like we did today. So thank you. We have
pleasure.
To go, sadly, because it's really time
to
wrap up. But we are going to finish, as always, with Dave Brubeck with Take Five, which was my dad's favorite song. And we will be back next week. Meanwhile, have a wonderful, wonderful evening.